Welcome back to A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout Pizza Edition. The players are triumphant against the bizarrely sexual plant creature. Cartman, give us a rundown of what happened.
Oh, fuck. this one I'm not good at. Okay, let me think. So, after our bakery escapade, that was a fun one. We then ventured into the forest on search of tomatoes. Upon adventuring into the forest, we found a greenhouse that was suspiciously looking quite glowy and green. So, inevitably, we searched it out. And inevitably as well, it was the magnificent robot that decided to scout out the greenhouse ahead of us to make sure there was nothing bad in there. But nevertheless, throughout all of his scanning and diligence. He found
due diligence.
Diligence.
He managed to find nothing but the tomatoes he needed. But as he tried to harvest the tomatoes, he was ambushed by a plant vine. And
you're forgetting that you're a woman here as well.
I'm a robot.
You're Mrs. Honey.
Technically, I'm a robot, so I like to think I'm asexual.
That's not what that word means. You can be that too. Not
Joel,
completely.
I'm just gonna just carry on because I was doing well there before you diverted my train. So yeah, and then after that, I got attacked by a vine, and then after that happened, this the other guys tried to save me, but then they got diverted by the Mega Jad that appeared. That's I could not see because.
Wow, Mega Jad.
Yes, the hypnotic suggestion of the Chad plant didn't work on the robot's sensors.
So the wild Mega Jad appeared in our greenhouse and tried to seduce Winnegan, Gwendolyn, and Gertrude. All females. Yeah, we are all female group this time. And after much deliberation, we cut the plant guy down and found our tomatoes and the bioluminescent flower for Granny Goodard.
Excellent, excellent. Yes. So you defeated a bizarrely sexual plant creature and got everything you need. And you're now on your way back to the cheese farm of Granny Gouda. Or the Brahmin farm, where she makes the cheese. Da-da-da-da-da. Right, so you've arrived back at the farm. You pass by all the Brahmin, walk up to Granny Gouda's trailer, and there she is. Appears to be waiting for you. What do you say?
Hello, Granny.
We have procured the flowers you requested.
Oh, well, butter my biscuits and call me delighted. You brought me the key ingredient I've been longing for. Oh, now let us harness the power of this mutant plant and create the cheese that will be the envy of all. Oh, but of course, your payment. Yes, here's...
Yes, we'd be quite grateful.
Here's a regular block of trees. No otherworldly ingredients in this one. Do not worry. Trust me.
Gertrude wanted the mushroom cheese.
We'd be very grateful if you could lend us some mushroom cheese as well.
Granny Gouda is offended by the ask. She says, you want more cheese?
No.
Have I not given you enough cheese?
To buy the cheese.
How dare you ask to buy my cheese? That is my cheese. I made the cheese.
Yes, but do you not sell the cheese?
I've never sold cheese. How dare you suggest such a thing?
Could you gift some cheese then?
Trade some cheese, perhaps?
Trade? Trade cheese? You don't trade cheese. I have caps for trade. I have guns for trade. I have bullets for trade. I don't trade cheese.
Hold on, you have bullets?
You have guns?
Wait a minute here. We can do some trading after all.
Yes, Granny Gouda is not willing to trade any cheese other than the cheese she's already given you for the task that you completed.
Do you have a sledgehammer?
Granny Gouda does not have a sledgehammer to give you.
Oh.
Does she have ammo for a laser musket?
No, she only has pipe gun bullets.
Does she not have a robot arm stuffed at the back there?
Surprisingly enough, this mad cheese woman does not have any robot arms lying about.
I mean, she has guns.
Everybody has guns, it's the wasteland.
Fair enough. Alright then.
So.
We'll bid you farewell. Actually, does she have 10mm ammo either?
That's
right. Because I have one bullet left for my laser musket and two for my pistol, so I kind of need help.
No, she does not, unfortunately.
Damn it!
Granny Gouda's excitement is palpable. She eagerly takes possession of the mutant plant specimen. Her mind's already abuzz with the visions that she will receive from this cheese, and she actually offers you to stay while she makes the cheese. She says, would you like to harness the power of this cheese? Would you like to see into the cosmos? Would you like to know how to reform the world in cheese?
Yeah. I don't want to see that.
Would you say her hut's like shadowy at all?
I mean, it's not nice. It's a shack that's been lived in by what looks to be a fairly disgusting hoarder.
Would you say it's brightly lit or like shadowy or dark?
It's just a shack. It's regularly lit. You can see in the doorway as the light pours in from the day. Would you like to stay and sample her mysterious three-headed bunny mystical cheese?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay. So, you all take a wee seat on her porch as she takes the ingredients in, and you hear lots of noise inside the shack as she starts to create this cheese.
Would I be able to sneak in and try and steal some mushroom cheese for Gertrude?
You can try. Give me a stealth check on that one.
Fair warning, guys. I'm about to anger the cheese witch.
Yeah, the cheese witch. I like it.
Oh, no. We're about to become the moral lesson in a fairy tale. Oh, one success.
All right, yeah.
It requires two. I'll spend luck and reroll the other one.
No, that doesn't require two. She is very much engaged in her cheese-making activities at the moment, so... you're able to get in, you find where the mushroom cheese lives, and you're able to find a wedge of mushroom cheese. So not a full roll of cheese, just a single wedge.
I think it'd be hard-pressed to hide a wheel of cheese, so I think I'm good with a wedge. Gonna sneak back out with that hidden in like a pocket or something.
Alright, so you're just going to sit on our porch, I think, maybe have a sleep, a nap or whatever, and we'll recharge you all back to full health. We'll call this a long rest.
Yeah. Sure.
When all of a sudden the cheese witch bursts out of her shack, just exclaiming, Eureka! I've done it!
Done what?
What do you think? I've made the cheese. The cheese. The bunny told me to make the cheese, and I've made the cheese.
I can't believe it. You've truly created a wonder.
Right. Excuse me while I get the notes for this cheese.
Oh,
notes for cheese.
Yeah, there's notes for cheese.
Are they cheesy?
Yes.
All right, so she asks us if anybody would like to have the first bite.
I mean, I'm a robot. I can't eat cheese, so...
Gertrude will happily take a chunk of that.
Gertrude size.
So, Granny Gouda, she completes the process of crafting the mystical cheese, infused with the essence of the mutant plant. She raises a slice of the radiant cheese to her lips, her heart pounding with anticipation. She takes a bite, savouring the flavours, and for a fleeting moment, a look of pure ecstasy crosses Granny Gouda's face as she consumes the mystical cheese, her senses overwhelmed by its otherworldly essence. She closes her eyes in rapture feeling a surge of power coursing through her veins as she believes to have achieved divinity. But then, without warning, a deafening roar, Granny Gouda's body convulses and violently explodes.
Wait, what? Did you just say violently explode?
Jack just goes with mouth agape as the cheese just goes straight onto
Luckily, in her excitement, she took a bite before Gertrude actually managed to. Gore and viscera just cover every one of the players.
The red mist.
Yeah, exactly. The red mist is settling itself on the clothes of everybody that was around Granny Gouda.
The long anticipated sequel to Shotgun Baby, Exploding Grandma.
It's not very good.
With heavy.
Well, we cheddar.
I can't believe it. Maybe we should loot her shack.
Actually, she said she had caps, yeah. So that is actually that's a good idea. Oh, and guns. Yeah. So
free
upgrades.
So yeah, can we search the place? That's actually it.
Let's go ransack this place.
Yeah, sure thing. You can have a wee look around, do a quick wee perception check for me. She may have exploded, but at least she went out with a brie of glory.
Perception what?
Oh, the survival.
Survival.
Yeah. Nope.
One success.
Alright, excellent. So one success out of all the three, yeah. So give me 1d10.
9.
Alright, so it turns out that Granny Gouda was a little bit, exaggerating her wealth. She has 9 caps in her shack altogether. She also has a pipe gun in her shack, just a regular pipe pistol, but it doesn't actually have any ammo in it.
Gertrude, do you want the pistol, or should I take it?
Gertrude can't shoot for shit. No point Gertrude having it.
Pipe pistol, then.
Right, as you leave, you think to yourself, that explosion was so intense it could have been called a Parmageddon.
There we go. I was thinking.
Then you just turn around yourself.
You're so it's hilarious.
That's a good way to go out with a bang.
It was our greatest wish fulfilled. Oh, no ammo for the guns, though. I'm going to get killed.
You're fettered. No, I can't do it.
I'm struggling for more puns here, so I think we're just going to have to end that there. Yeah. Yes, with heavy hearts and with very few puns on their mind, the players gather themselves and contemplate the lessons learned from Granny Gouda's folly. They bid farewell to the charred remains of the once great cheesemaker, and they vow to carry on her legacy and continue their adventures in the wasteland. Alright. I think that's a good way to end Granny Gouda's chapter. So, you now have cheese, tomatoes, and dough. You have one ingredient left to find.
Let's go fishing.
Let's go fishing. All right. Walking music. We're going to the canals.
I really wish I had more ammo in case or I ran into a real monster.
Okay, so Mirelurk pepperoni notes. Here we go. The canals where the Mirelurks make their home are a network of murky waterways that wind their way through the heart of the wasteland. Hidden beneath layers of overgrown vegetation and forgotten ruins, there are stagnant waters, there's some sort of faint bioluminescence in the water that you can sense. You find a grate that leads to a sewer system that appears to match the description of the rumours that the merchants told you about.
Send the robot in.
Wait, what?
Well, volunteered.
I think we should send the big guy in, big girl in.
No.
What if it's another seducing plant? You're immune to those,
yeah,
after all.
Yeah, not immune to Merlux.
Have you ever tested that? I don't think.
How about you give it a go first, and I'll be right behind you.
You have to do.
How frisbee shaped is our robot friend?
All right. So is somebody going to approach the grate, or were you just sort of arguing about who goes to see it?
No, I will go and check it out. I'm going to see what's there.
All right. So the robot approaches the grate. It's weathered and rusted metal. Edges are jagged and corroded from years of exposure to the elements.
Yeah.
It just appears to be a rusted grate.
Brilliant. I see it's a rusted gate. I'll go back to Winnie again and say, it's just a rusted gate. Go check it out yourself.
Gertrude, would you mind being an absolute dear and helping me promise?
Oh, Gertrude, do that, yes. What do you want?
Oh, and I have a gift for you, I forgot, and I wanted to give her the mushroom cheese.
Why?
For later, perhaps, but I thought it'd be nice.
You found some of that back there? I thought it was all covered in granny mist.
It may have been
before,
Oh, I hate that.
Some granny mist, I like it.
That is foul.
Just no, it's too late in the afternoon, like night for that.
What, granny mist? It's like when you walk in a grandma's house and it's that smell of just like mothballs. That's what I mean.
Anyway, so what would you like? An unarmed strength or something to lift the grate?
Yeah, we'll go for strength against. Go for athletics.
Okay, strength against athletics. Two successes.
Yeah, that's enough. That's brilliant. So Gertrude grabs two of the grates bars, and she, with a heave, she manages to quite easily break it from its joints and take the entire grate with her and drops it in the canal.
It's open now.
Alright, excellent. So we've opened an entrance into the sewer way. There's a sense of foreboding around the entrance to the sewer system. The air is heavy with the stench of decay.
Well, let's get on with it. We've got to find them anyway. Just make sure to avoid the queen.
Oh, guarantee we find the queen.
Oh, for certain, but we can at least pretend we tried.
Off we go.
So, Winnegan's going to head on in.
Alright, Winnegan takes the lead and starts wandering through this sewer tunnel. The tunnel seems to go on for maybe about between 15 and 20 metres until it opens up into a larger chamber. Across the end of the chamber, you do see so what is unmistakably some Mirelurk eggs. The players all descend through the rusted gate. They find themselves immersed in an environment that's teeming with like a, well, sort of decay. So everything's just like, there's a weird sort of sludge all over the walls. And the chamber itself is like knee deep in water.
Well, if there's anywhere to find young ones, which is what we need, this would be it. Can I hit a perception check or something to find any like freshly hatched babies?
Alright, no problem. Go for it. Do a wee perception check.
Sure thing. One success.
Yeah, you do notice that from where you are at the moment, the eggs do appear to be there does appear to be several hatched eggs. From where you are at the moment, you can see at least five of them are broken open.
Hang on, okay. Did you say Mirelurk eggs? I think Mirelurk nests.
Mirelurk, yes.
Can't believe I swear you're doing that on purpose now.
You only just figured that out, buddy.
No. Alright, so you're still currently in the entrance to the chamber. Do you go in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda have sure. to.
Okay. Yes, and as you disturb the knee-high water, as you're walking through, You are ambushed. Of course you are. Two adult mire lurks burst out from the knee-high water. They have been crouching underneath it. They burst up and they both take swings at different people. So, mire lurk crustacean, they've got their pincers. They all reach out and both of them manage to grab two of our characters. Now, let's see, let's put this down to luck. I want you all to give yourself a number, 1 to 4.
2.
3.
Alright, Gertrude's 1. Oh, and Gertrude's 4. Okay, so the chef is 1. 1 and 4. The chef and Gertrude have been grabbed by the pincers.
Gertrude's episode.
Gertrude, it's always Gertrude. Good thing you got that full heal, eh? Because the chef is taking 2 damage and Gertrude is taking 4. However, you do have that damage resistance, so you're taking 2 physical damage to your right arm.
Okay.
So, both of our characters have been grabbed by these pincers. And how do we react?
Stabby, stabby.
Stabby, stabby. That was obvious. I should have just asked for initiative at that point, but so we can go for initiative.
Oh, you reminded me. I didn't get my mysterious stranger last time, so I can get my luck back.
You didn't. That is a shame.
And we haven't. Actually, no. I'm going to keep that. I'm going to do a mysterious stranger this time.
Fabulous, excellent. Another mysterious stranger on the cards. So, can everyone just put their initiatives in, just so I can see where we're all at?
There we go.
Brilliant, excellent. Right, so, Wenigan, you're always first, so you get to react to this first. Gertrude and the chef have been grabbed by Mirelurks. What do you do?
I'm so low on bullets. I'm going to be conservative for now and use the 10mm to try and shoot one of them.
Fabulous, go for it.
Next time we play, do not let me forget to pick up some. 2 fails. I'm going to roll a luck roll.
Yeah, go for it.
To try and get rid of that. So
you failed that roll, you want to roll for luck. Just give me 1d20. 8. Yeah, you're failing that one. No worries, you are just missing. Nothing else going on there. Next up on the board is the nurse, Nurse Andy.
Okay, so the biggest Murloc. I want to go for it with my bus saw.
Go for it.
God damn. Negative 20 again.
Yeah, negative 20. What are we going to do? In fact, I'm going to let you describe it again, see if you manage to hurt yourself.
I'm not too sure how to play this one out. This is the guy that's holding on to Gertrude at the moment.
Okay, so this is the guy that's holding on to Gertrude.
I don't want to hurt Gertrude this time. I don't think Matt will forgive me. So no, I'm going to just have to... I've got 19 as well, that's a very bad roll.
Another 20.
Let me think. Nurse Handy squares up to the big Murloc and tries to swing at it, but the Murloc turns his back on me and kind of sort of in the motion sort of hits me away, and yeah, I go underwater for a second.
Alright, yeah, so you get knocked underwater. Okay, interesting. The jets are still going, so you're actually managing to make the water bubble. And you know what? Tell you what, I'm going to say that you, because your bubbling jets pushes up a Mirelurk hatchling. So one of the hatchlings has been pushed to the surface now as well. And you've done some damage to it, so I'm going to say you did 4 points of damage to it as well. So you managed to damage a Mirelurk hatchling with your critical fail. Next up we have Gertrude. How are you reacting to this?
Gertrude, you need to say Gertrude going to carve out a chunk of Mirelurk.
Alright, are you going to go for the frying pan or the machete?
Machete. Got to get right in there. Ooh, with a crit. Success.
Nice, crit success. That's three successes you've done there. So what I'm going to say here is, you managed to hit it in its small weak point. So I'm going to give you additional damage dice for this. The Mire Larks appear to have a very obvious weak point in their face. Gertrude has stabbed it straight in the face.
Its weak point is its face.
Surprisingly enough, it is. Yep, it seems intuitive, doesn't it? Yeah, so it says, while the Mire Lark's body is covered in a toughened shell, its face is its weak point. It does. Does seem a bit obvious, but yeah, we'll go with it. Roll the damage and give me two additional damage dice for that.
Okie dokie. Two additional damage dice added on, and 8 damage.
Yeah, so you absolutely tear this one. 9 damage, actually. We give you that additional piercing damage on that one. Because you're stabbing it in the face, why not? So you do 9 points of damage to this, and it gives a nice little scream as it wails in pain. Our chef character is next. So she's hurt, but not too hurt by the arm, and she's not happy about this. She takes her gun, she points, in fact, you know what? No, I think we'll stick with the gun at this point. She does have her meat cleaver. I don't have a point for that. Let's have a look. Strength. Ah, right, okay. There's a melee weapon here. Brilliant. So, this is going to say Tire Iron in the chat, but it's not. It's her meat cleaver. She takes her cleaver from her belt and she shoves it into the Mire Lark as well. She aims for the face and sort of just clips it in the side there so she doesn't get the additional damage dice. She does, however, do 5 points of damage to the one that's attached to her. Which is a really good roll for her meat cleaver. Excellent, well done there. Next up, what happens is there's some more bubbling happening in the surface of the water, and 4 more hatchlings pop up to the surface. The hatchlings are just the very, very young Mire Lurks that just came out of their wee eggs, and sort these character sheets out, sorry. There we go. Marlock hatchling. And they've got their own little pincer attacks. So they're going to fire in, try to hurt you, support their daddies. But they're very, very new. So a couple of them just fail entirely. One of them sort of tries to catch on to Gertrude, but just sort of flops at one of her boots. The other one manages to catch Winnegan, nips her for a little bit of damage.
Yep.
And nips her for 2 physical damage.
Sure thing.
The third one gets the chef, also for 2 damage. The fourth one and the fifth one both fail to do any damage. So they are trying to kill you with 1,000 cuts, these 5 tiny little Mire Lurks. And speaking of which, it is now Winnegan's turn. Back to the start.
Technically, all we need to do is kill one of the little ones and take its meat. We can kind of run away from the adults, right? So, Winnegan's gonna take a shot with... Don't want to use the pistol again, though. With a laser musket at one of the babies.
Alright, laser musket, one of the babies.
2 successes.
Yep, you have managed to successfully shoot a baby in the face. How much damage do you do?
Not the first time for this podcast.
Really isn't.
Ah, hell.
You do 4 points of damage. Unfortunately, these little hatchlings have 5 hit points.
Yeah, that figures.
So you've managed to seriously hurt one, about as much as... Cartman managed to accidentally hurt one with his thrusters. So, 2 of them are now in critical condition. Speaking of the nurse, it's her turn next.
Yes. Can I still want to go for the big Mire Lark?
You know, keep on trying to buzz.
Listening to what Soaring Jay said, Winnegan said, I'm going to go for actually one of the damaged little ones, because we could just take the meat and run.
Alright, excellent.
Okay, cool. So, buzzsaw?
Buzzsaw, yeah.
There you go, one success, level 5.
Fantastic, yeah, roll the damage.
6 damage.
Excellent. You have successfully sawed a Mirelurk hatchling, and it's dead.
Cool. Can I grab it's? Can I just grab the whole corpse? Because it's a small, you know, the hatchling is quite small. Because we can just run.
Could, but not on this turn.
Okay.
So I'm just keeping track of where these Mirelurks are. We have one dead baby. Sorry. We have one at one hit point, and we've got 3 at full health. We've also got 2 adult Mirelurks, 1 and 2, one of which appears to be a half health. Excellent, right, okay. Because it's the adult Mirelurks' turns now. Yeah, so the one that was attacking Gertrude is really quite unhappy about the fact that it just got a machete in its face.
It's still alive.
Oh yeah, it's still alive and it's angry. Oh yeah, 2 successes on its counter attack.
Shit.
However, it does no damage. It actually just hits your armor. It sort of grabs onto your armor and squeezes. So you can feel the pressure of the pincers, but they're not actually doing any damage to you. The second one, still holding onto our chef friend. Actually, it's not anymore. Yeah, so it entirely fails. So, after taking the meat cleaver to the face, that one actually let go of the chef. The chef managed to dodge its next incoming pincer attack. So, that was a pretty poor round for the Mirelurks. It is now Gertrude. Well, it's Gertrude and the chef's turn. So, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll just... can I pain train the one that's in front of me and stab another one?
You can't pain train the one that's in front of you. You could pain train the one that's not... that's currently trying to attack the chef. Okay. However, I will allow the one in front of you to try and get an opportunity attack on you.
Okay, can I stab the one in front of me and then pain train?
Okay, yeah.
Can you pain train the baby?
Pantrina baby.
No, I'm gonna machete the big one in front of me.
Yeah, just machete the big one in front of you, no problem. That's another 4 successes, so yeah, I'm gonna give you those extra damage dice for that as well. That's a lot of successes. Plus, that gets you all back to your 6 in full action points as well.
7. Total damage.
Yeah, it's you've killed it this time. You take the knife out of its face, and noticing that it's still alive as it was grabbing onto your arm still and putting the pressure on, you just slide that knife right back into its little face hole, and you start just wiggling it around, messing up the meat, you know, just really liquidizing those nice meaty parts of it. You just wiggle it around in its face hole. And yeah, it goes limp and dies. So that's one adult dealt with.
Can I then pain train the one that's in front?
I will allow that, yes.
So that's a strength athletics. That's a success, but I needed 2.
Yeah, you need 2 successes for that one, but you got 1, so would you like to luck roll the other dice?
Yeah, I'll spend it.
Alright, that's excellent. Yeah, so that gives you that gives you 3 successes, so that's definitely a success.
I gotta remember what it means again now. Equal to normal unarmed damage, and it's not prone. So unarmed damage is... oh god, cap, I can't remember now. Is it 3?
Hold on, let me get your character sheet up. Gertrude, unarmed damage is 3, yes. So you take 3 points of damage. Is it just the unarmed damage? Is there any other?
Yeah, just If you succeed, the enemy suffers damage equal to your normal unarmed damage. It is not prone. So, three damage.
Excellent. So,
dice.
Yep, three damage and it is knocked down. So, brilliant.
Does that count as four then, if it rolled three damage and it got a four?
Oh, right, yeah, so it is the three damage dice it's saying, not just three damage.
So, it'd be three damage dice?
Yeah, we'll go for that, yeah.
Alright, cool.
So we'll give it four damage at the moment, that's fine. And yeah, it's knocked prone. That's grand. So it's now the little guy's turns, and there's still three of them alive, I believe. Yeah, because you killed that one, didn't you? Yeah, right. So three of them alive and at full health. We're going to get them doing their little pincer attacks again, because that's all they can do, these little Marilurks. So with the wee new formed floppy pincers, they all come at you.
Oh, that's a crit fail.
Oh yeah, Jesus, I don't even know how to process that one.
Maybe
so they all
hurts the other one.
Every one of them fail to do damage. They're just flopping at you with their new form pincers, and you know what? I'm going to say that one actually manages to break its own pincer off, and just promptly dies. So I'm going to say one of them just decided to kill themselves. So, you've got two Marilurk hatchlings to deal with now because they all failed. So yeah, it's just you two. Yeah, it's just all of you against two babies. What are you going to do?
Well, I was going to say one of them's on one health.
That is back to Winnegan's turn.
I'll try and get the one that's on one health with a pistol, but. Not very good with this gun. Oh, got a success!
Excellent. So you shoot one of the babies again. What kind of damage do you do? You do three damage, brilliant.
I am officially out of bullets.
Alright.
For all and every gun.
Wait, is it the nurse next? Yeah, it's the nurse next. Nurse, Andy, what do you do?
Well, there's only one guy left, so can I kill him? Buzzsaw?
Well, there's one regular Marilurk and there's two baby Marilurks.
Yeah, I'm gonna buzzsaw the big Marilurk. Well, no, I kill one of the baby Marilurks?
You did, yes. That's why there's only two left.
Wasn't the plan to just take it and run?
Do you want to just take it and run? Or are you happy to keep fighting at this point?
I vote we take the babies and we go.
I was gonna say, what do you guys think?
The farm, we go fast.
Should I just like turn around and say, hey, I've killed it, should we just run? You know? What do you think, guys?
Yeah, let's just grab the two dead babies.
Okay.
There's three dead babies.
Oh, there are three?
We'll grab as many as we can and just run. We got what we need.
Yeah, a dead baby each. Cause Gertrude's beat up and I've no ammo, so. And you haven't got your flamethrower, so we're all a bit out and out. So might as well just hustle back if we can get out of this encounter.
I mean, you can all try and run away. That's not
so
a problem.
Let's all grab a baby and book it then.
Start with Winnegan. She picks up a baby. I'm going to make picking up and storing a baby your major one. And your movement, you start to run back out of the sewer into the wee corridor a bit. Yeah, I'll see that you successfully do that. Oh no, wait, hold on, that wasn't your turn. You just took the shot. Yeah, so you're still in the sewer. Sorry. Wind that back.
Oh, so I'm buzzing.
Nurse Handy grabs a baby, stores it, and starts to move out. The one after is the Marilurk, so yeah, it's knocked prone. It's got the chef and Gertrude next to it, so it can't move anywhere, but it can attack one of them. Oh, and it succeeds, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it got knocked down by Gertrude, so it's going to try and attack Gertrude.
Uh-oh.
Which is not good for Gertrude at this point, because that was a lot of damage it done. So it's grabbing out of your right leg from its prone position.
Uh-huh.
And it's doing 4 damage to you.
Oh.
How are you in health?
I'm on 12, I'm fine.
Alright, okay, you're saying that as if you were worried about our health there, but yeah. Oh, no, that's 4 physical damage.
I didn't say anything about health. Just said 12, all right.
Yeah, Jay was saying that you were on death's door there.
What?
Oh, I thought you'd be up a lot.
Yeah, the previous one, but he said we'd healed since then.
Okay.
Yes, I...
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Alright, brilliant. So, that's the adult Mirelark done. We're back to Gertrude and the chef.
Are we leaving?
I mean, if you killed the adult one, there's only 2 babies left, right?
Am I staring at one of the adult ones now?
Yeah, the one that just tried to pincer you.
Oh yeah, I'm going to stab it then. Ooh.
Alright, this is an interesting roll here, because you have rolled both a critical success and a critical fail by rolling a 1 and a 20. So, that was the machete, wasn't it?
That was, yes.
Yeah, so you, again, similar to the first one, what you're doing is you're just going to shove your machete into its face hole bit, wiggle it around a wee bit, really work in that meat of its face, and you're going to snap your machete in its face. So, yeah, I'm going to say that you kill it, but you lose your machete in the process.
Yeah, right enough.
And that's
still love Josh anyway.
And that is the crit success and crit fail all happening at once. So kill and snap.
Yeah, cool.
Right, so that is Gertrude done. There is 2 Mirelark hatchlings left. I think our chef character is just going to take a swing at one of them with her cleaver. Find her she again. Yep, so she hits one of them with her meat cleaver for... Oh, wait, that's...
That's a tire, right?
Yeah, I know. It's meat cleaver for the purpose of this story, alright? And she does 4 damage to it, so she has killed another baby. Yep, and there's now... It is now just all of you versus one baby Mirelark.
Can we intimidate it into becoming a pet?
That's animal handling, and it's possible.
Ooh, there's no animal handling skill. That's D&D. what would it be in this one?
Yeah, it's there is a... What would it be? So it's definitely a charisma check.
Oh.
That ain't me.
Tookins are a good charisma guy, and he ain't here.
I'm not bad at charisma. 6.
What's your charisma?
Ooh.
Oh, actually, that's quite good.
So, should I do the charisma check?
I think it'd probably be charisma against survival would make the most sense for a for an animal handling check. What do you think?
Yeah, why not?
Should I go for it?
Do it.
Hold on, hold on. It's the baby's turn.
It's fine.
Oh, never mind.
So it's going to just sort of flop its little pincers out at you. Ooh. And it does that's the exact same roll as Matt. It's a 20 and a 1.
Just
so it's
reversed.
Managed to crit fail. You know what? I'm just going to say that it does nothing. It's a wee baby. It flops its little pincers at you and nothing happens. It successfully hits, say, Gertrude, but Gertrude just sort of looks at it and in disbelief. Right, so if you're wanting to try and charm this Mirelark, it's going to start with Winnegan. This is her turn next.
This is the last child alive.
Yeah, this is the last baby alive, yes.
Survival charisma, let's see if I get incredibly lucky. I think it's literally 2 for me to succeed here. No, 6. Can I roll a luck?
You're going to have to roll luck for both of them because I'm wanting 2 successes on this one.
Okay, so that would be math, that I think. Sure, I'll just roll again then. No, not quite.
No, not quite. No, it's not convinced. I think we'll just go straight to the robot then.
Survival charisma.
What do you want to do about this baby, Nurse Andy?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the nurse in me wants to, you know, look after the baby. But no, we need to. Obviously, we need to harvest it for the meat for pepperoni.
We already have a dead one. We need a one.
We've got. How about we just set it free? Okay, and everybody wins. It's not going to die to harvest it, and it stays alive. And it, just, you know, let it free.
All right, whatever you decide.
Okay. So the nurse hand is going to grab it and he's just going to throw it. Just throw it into the water, who cares? Moving on.
You're just going to throw it, okay. Give me a strength,
poor little
agility, I guess.
The text box comes up saying...
Poor little baby crab.
Throw the baby.
Yeah, strength athletics.
Is it throwing a baby time? It is throwing a baby
throwing a baby. Strength athletics. You did. You got to say, oh, Jesus. Right. So the robot picks up the baby Mirelark and throws it against the wall, doing...
Oh, wait. The wall?
Has 5 HP, so I'm going to roll 1d6 for the damage. And you only do 1 point of damage to it. It sort of just bounces off and flops down back to the water. Gertrude, your turn.
Hmm.
Are we torturing this baby?
No witnesses.
Okay, so Gertrude squashes it. She takes her frying pan, she brings it down onto the head of the Mirelark, and kills it.
Yeah, it
did. Yep. It's very dead.
Picks up the meat.
Alright, brilliant. So, combat encounter ended. You have killed 2 adults and 5 child Mirelarks.
God, we're too good about this.
In order to get the soft shell meat, I am going to actually get you to do some checks to see if you can do that. So you're going to need to butcher all of these.
Well, luckily we've got more than one.
Joy.
Yeah, so it is pretty good that you stuck around and got all 5 of them. So you get 5 chances to get some soft shell Mirelark meat.
What are we rolling?
Okay, so what do we need to do this?
Right, so this is going to take a luck versus survival.
Luck survival.
Oh,
but I should do that. My luck is 7.
Mine's 6.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. So who wants to try butchering the first one?
I'll go first because this that's handy. But then the other 2 can give it a try afterwards if I fail.
Yeah, we have enough for each of us.
So luck versus survival. Cool.
Yep.
There you go, got crit success.
Alrighty, brilliant. So the robot decides to butcher one of them and gets 3 successes, so that is 1 successful acquisition of soft shell Mirelark meat.
Cool. So we have got the items we need to make the pizza. Am I right?
Excellent, fantastic. So, as you're butchering the tiny little baby, what do you call them? Mirelarks. You hear a bizarre and horrifying scream.
Nope. Nope.
Yep, there's a spine-chilling scream echoes throughout the tunnels, causing its very walls to tremble with its intensity. Nope. A deafening roar, a colossal figure emerges through a small hole in the darkness.
Oh,
it comes into the chamber that you're in and towers over all the players menacingly. The Mirelark Queen is a behemoth of monstrous proportions, dwarfing even the largest adult of the Mirelarks. Its massive bulk barely even fits into the chamber. It's got a massive armor carapace, gleaming in dim light of the sewer tunnels, and it's just... It's very scary. Big mandibles.
I think it's time to run.
I think that's time to leave. Yes, yes, let's go.
Alright, so we just choose run.
Yes.
Run.
Run away, run away. Okay, you know what, I'm just going to say this is a success, because you're close enough to the small tunnel that you came in on. The Mirelurk Queen isn't going to fit through it. It tries to chase you through. It gets itself stuck in the small tunnel. What order do you leave in?
Robot first.
Robot went first, yep.
Then Winnegan.
Come on, guys, what order?
Winnegan will stay behind to make sure the cook gets through.
Alright, so Winnegan's the last out. The Mirelurk sprays a toxic goo down the corridor as you're running through it. I want you to do check to see if it hits you.
I'm having Bile Titan flashbacks.
Yep, Bile Titan style. It spews corrosive goo. So let's go for agility.
Against
athletics. Or survival, depends which one you think might be better.
Agility, survival. Doing all of us, right?
Reflex.
Yeah, so...
That's two successes.
Yeah, so you rolled a one, you got a crit success on that one. Absolutely brilliant. So you managed to all run away from the Queen Mirelurk successfully. Brilliant. So I think that now that we have all of our ingredients, we can wrap this up, get back to the vault. So, yep, cue the walking music. We're all happy, we're all walking, we're all going back to the vault. Very, very good. What do you do on your way back? What do you talk about?
Pizza better be worth it.
Yeah, I kind of like that one myself. Pizza better be worth it.
You can't eat shit anyway.
No, I kind of want shrimp pizza. I'll make a note to get that tomorrow. What? Seafood pizza can be good?
I've never found it myself.
No.
I don't like anchovies, admittedly. They're really nasty, but anything other than that, I'm good with.
So, pizza time.
Pizza time.
Yeah, so... you've all successfully made your way back to the vault, and the chef, Samri, she is giddy with excitement. She wants to get straight to it, so they all invite her down to the kitchen of the vault. It's unusual that a outsider is allowed in, but after all of this, and Winnegan's explanation, the overseer decides, yeah, you know what, why not? This could be an interesting experiment.
Finally, we have something to give workers instead of a bonus.
So, you all go down and she wants you to all help with the making of the pizza. So we've got four checks I want to make for you just before we leave. We're going to make the dough. We're going to prepare the dough. We're going to make the sauce out of the tomatoes. We're going to shred the cheese. And we've got to prepare the pepperoni. So, who's going to make the dough? That's going to take agility plus survival check.
Who's better at that?
Agility survival is not the robot, I'm afraid.
I've got decent agility, 6.
Agility. Yeah, I'm on 4.
Alright, I'll do it then. Yeah, nope.
Winnegan, trying to make the dough, as the player struggles to craft the perfect dough. Their efforts are falling short of expectations. The chef's patience wears thin. She just takes over. She goes, "What in the wasteland are you doing? You're trying to ruin my reputation along with the dough? I've seen rad roaches with more finesse. Get your act together before you turn this kitchen into a disaster zone." She takes over making the dough and pushes Winnegan away. Next up,
keep up with that attitude and you'll never get an ingredient again.
Next up is the sauce. That's going to take a strength and a survival check.
Oh, we know who that is.
Strength, survival. Oh, God, you can beat the shit out of this.
All right, Gertrude, are you going to try and make the sauce? Go for it.
Strength, survival.
Is it just like the Undertale thing where Undyne punches the tomato into sauce?
One success.
One success, that's all you needed. Well, 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 she says. Looks like someone in this kitchen knows what they're doing after all. That sauce is practically singing with flavour. Keep it up, and maybe, just maybe, we'll make something of you yet.
Maybe doesn't want to become a pizza.
They're getting confused by the frying pan.
Now she wants someone to help shred the cheese. That's going to be a difficulty too. Agility plus survival.
I'll go for it, even though I've got a duty day. Four, but yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Agility survival, sure. This is a zero.
Yeah, so the robot takes his place at the bench.
He's going to try shredding it with his buzzsaw.
He tries shredding the cheese with the buzzsaw, fumbles in the attempt. The chef just pipes up, "Are you kidding me? This is supposed to be cheese, not a science experiment gone wrong. I've seen more rats with better cheese making skills. Get it together, or I'll have you scrubbing pots until the Brahmin come home."
Yes, Ramsay.
We're killing this person after.
Right? Finally, we need to prepare the pepperoni.
Okay.
That's going to be a difficulty too. It's going to be intelligence plus survival.
Oh, okay. I can try that.
What about the chef? Does she do anything? Or does she just monitor us?
She takes over when you fail.
That's a one success.
Oh, you want to luck roll that one?
Sure. Stick a luck in. Why not?
Go on, you need to just hit 10 or under.
No,
you failed. Oh, that's a shame. What do you do here? Yeah, so you're struggling to make it.
I caught it limp-wise.
You're struggling to make it. Scowl of frustration comes across the chef's face. She again pushes you aside. What in the name of Nuka-Cola is this supposed to be? Pepperoni? Looks more like radroach droppings. I've had Brahmin steaks with more flavour. Get your act together before you turn my kitchen into a wasteland. She takes over. She takes one of the other parts of the soft shell that you managed to collect. So well done for collecting more. And she does it herself. And putting it all together. Who wants to put it all together? That's another intelligence and survival.
Yeah, go on, I'll do that. Intelligence survival.
This is tougher than actually fighting anything we've fought today.
There we go, I got 5.
Alright, can you want to luck roll that other
do
one?
Do I need a 2 to pass?
It's going to be a 2.
Okay, I've got... As I've conveniently not used any of my luck, because Mysterious Stranger mysteriously didn't turn up, I'm going to use 2 luck. I'm going to re-roll the roll. But I've already got 1 as a success, so... turn your survival. There you go.
Ah, 2 successes. You were succeeding too much for the mysterious stranger to turn up.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it was all good.
It's fine, that means I get to keep the luck, so.
Alright, so the robot takes over again. You successfully assemble the ingredients into the final masterpiece. Your efforts exceed the chef's expectations. The dish is becoming a culinary triumph, and well, I'll be damned. You actually managed to pull it off. That is a pizza worthy of the finest pre-war chefs. You've proven yourself in my kitchen today. Keep cooking like that, and who knows, maybe one day you'll be wearing the chef's hat.
Tasty.
So, conclusion. Good news. Success. Pizza is done. Once the pizza comes out of the oven, Samri proudly takes it out. The giant begins to slice it up after adding a small amount of garnish. Everyone present gets a slice. With the Meyer Luck meat added, the taste goes up to like an 8 out of 10. So Samri gives the crew a nice wee supply of caps. You get a nice wee pouch of 100 caps to share amongst yourselves. And Samri will offer to stick around. And now the vault has itself a master culinary chef working in it because of your wasteland efforts. Well done, crew. All right, so that is that. Yeah, a little bit rough. It was all put together in about an afternoon, off of like an outline I found on Reddit. But I think we've done all right there.